And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Thus I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. But that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee. And it shall be righteousness unto thee before the Lord thy God. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. And this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. And she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam, and with the web. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. On that night could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear, and why dost thou not pardon my transgression, and take away mine iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. So man lieth down, and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hand. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, or slumber to mine eyelids, until I... When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep? Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. When I applied mine heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. None shall be weary nor stumble among them, none shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the Lord. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men. And they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me, and set me upright. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough, the hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. To them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Hide for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.